This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Bethlehem College, where students study the great books in light of the greatest book for the sake of the Great Commission. Life trajectories are set for young men and women in the pivotal period between the ages of 18 and 25. At Bethlehem College, students wrestle with these realities, not in a 200-person classroom, but a 200-person college. Bethlehem calls this approach education in serious joy and delivers it at one of the lowest tuition rates in American Christian higher education, only about $7,500 a year. Bethlehem College, education in serious joy. To apply or learn more, visit bcsmn.edu/TGC. That's bcsmn.edu/TGC. Thinking about joining us in Indianapolis for the Gospel Coalition's 2024 Women's Conference? The regular rate price of $239 goes up to $259 on May 8th. This is your final chance to save on your registration. Join us June 20th through the 22nd to feast together on the words of Jesus, with keynote messages from Jen Wilkin, Melissa Kruger, David Platt, and more, and featuring worship music led by Shane and Shane. Sign up before the price increases on May 8th at tgcw24.org.
Hi, my name's Courtney Doctor, and I'm the Director of Women's Initiatives at the Gospel Coalition. My friends and I lovingly refer to the women we see once a year at TGCW as our camp friends, because the time we enjoy together at a conference feels just like a week at camp. And I want to encourage you to invite your camp friends, the people you want to sit beside as you listen to great teaching, worship, stay up late chatting about theology and life, and just have fun. And if you don't have camp friends to bring, come and meet some new ones. The final price increase is on May 8th. This is your last chance to save on your registration. Sign up at tgcw24.org. I really hope to see you there. That's tgcw24.org.
This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is brought to you by Crossing Borders, an organization helping North Korean refugees sold in China. Learn how Crossing Borders transforms the lives of trafficked North Korean women at www.crossingbordersnk.org. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a conversation with Thomas Terry and Joshua Ryan Butler on the question of whether it's ever okay for Christians to use marijuana.
When it comes to marijuana, I think that there's a distinction, I'd say, between like a prohibition category and a wisdom category. And so I don't think Scripture has like an explicit prohibition that says, hey, you just can't. You know, like the maybe in the day when it was illegal in many states and, you know, we want to obey the laws of the land. But now that that's gone, I don't think it falls into like an explicit biblical prohibition. And so I do think there's kind of a biblical freedom at one level that we don't want to set up a law or a rule that Scripture doesn't itself place. And yet I do think the question in my mind comes to kind of a category of wisdom. Is it, even if it's permissible to use it, is it wise to use it? And personally and pastorally, I would have some big reservations and would argue that I think it's not wise. Some of those would be, you know, people often make the comparison to it being like alcohol. We see that there are appropriate uses of alcohol in Scripture and all. But I do think there's some important differences and distinctions. One of those would be, I think it's a lot harder to use weed to kind of toke up for them and not get the equivalent of what with alcohol would be intoxicated, right? It seems like it's a very low bar to reach that level of intoxication with weed. Likewise, I think, I don't know for every individual, but it does seem like kind of much of the in our culture, the use of weed and marijuana is geared towards kind of disconnecting and disengaging from life and from people. You see in alcohol, even in Scripture, when it's used appropriately in moderation, that part of the goal is kind of community and celebration and themes of bringing people together to celebrate what God's done, to celebrate the life that he's given and all. And yet, in contrast to that, marijuana seems to have kind of an individualistic bent that pulls you away from people, pulls you within yourself, causes you to become more disengaged, not only from people, but also kind of from life in general. One of my best friends growing up began, you know, smoking weed more in high school. And over the course of about 3 years, I saw him just fully disconnect and unplug from relationships and activities. And we used to surf together and write music together and go on adventures together and go outdoors. And gradually, all those things started slipping away. And he just wanted to sit in his room all day and smoke out. And I'm not saying that that's everyone, but I do think there's kind of a trajectory in that kind of going inward direction that is a warning sign, kind of would suggest kind of an unwise use there. And finally, I do think even just practically, the use of marijuana being linked over time to mental health disorders and things of that nature. And I think we want to be of sound mind long-term, to be able, as much as we can, to be able to care for our families, our communities, our churches, our friends, and not do things that could jeopardize or militate against us being able to be present to love and to serve as Christ would have us in those ways.
Yeah, that's great. I also would put it in the category of wisdom. I could never, as a pastor, say to one of the members of my congregation, yeah, feel free to enjoy marijuana recreationally, just because I think... I also feel like you really can't have sound mind when you're high. I think a lot of people give you this false idea that, you know, there's a functional high and it just kind of, you know, keys you out and you're okay. But I just have never, I've never experienced that personally. And so, you know, before I was a Christian, I smoked marijuana to, like you said, disengage from both people and issues. And so I would actually ask people in my congregation, what is the reason for the desire to unhinge from community and unhinge from reality? And then begin to ask the more deeper and significant questions, like, where does this desire come from? What are you experiencing in your life that is causing for you to want to escape? I mean, it's the same question you would ask somebody who consistently would be, you know, intoxicated. What is it that you are running from? What is it that you are escaping? I think the challenge with marijuana is it's kind of like a one hit and done. And so you're immediately in that place of intoxication. So I also would put it in the category of wisdom. I mean, you know, there's some unique challenges medicinally. Some people use it for medicinal purposes. And that I would really have to flesh that out with a member of my congregation. But in the category of recreational, I couldn't in good conscience tell them to partake in marijuana recreationally.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.